This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Theranos acknowledges it's received the letter from the regulators and told the Journal it's working to make changes to avoid imposition of penalties. Tech in Medicine, Part 2 now. The federal government has invested more than $30 billion in electronic medical records. The idea is that these records will let doctors and hospitals improve patient care and potentially lower costs by tracking all of the treatment a person receives. But a new report out today finds those records are not as comprehensive as advertised. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein has the story.
Nearly half of patient face-to-face contact with healthcare providers, checkups, emergency room stays, even hospital admissions, were missing from their electronic records. This paper appears to be the first to quantify the problem. Harvard's Stephen Sumerai, one of the authors, says inaccurate electronic records like this are a safety threat.
There are many studies now that show that people are getting hurt because of the inability of systems to talk to each other.
The paper finds these records are often incomplete because various electronic record software systems are largely incompatible. University of Pennsylvania's Ross Capel says companies, Epic and Cerner are the largest, lack the financial incentives to make that happen.
Vendors have made a lot of money selling systems that didn't talk with each other and didn't code the data in exactly the same way.
Epic says the industry is in the process of developing standards to address this problem. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.